Hello.
Hello, my name is Adriana with the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested a callback?
Yes, ma'am. This is he.
I do need advice that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to see how to go about filing my unemployment.
Okay. Well, we can assist you in getting that done over the phone. May I start with your social security number, please?
418-37-3492.
And one moment, please.
Okay.
And for security purposes, may I have you to verify your mother maiden last name?
My mother's maiden last name is Ragland, R-A-G-L-A-N-D.
Okay. And may I also have you to verify your license or Alabama state ID number, please?
743-9769.
And thank you for providing this information. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit or using one of our Alabama Vintage card. Which will you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And may I start with the routing number, please?
One second. Waiting on it to pull up just a second. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, yes. The routing is 083-000-108.
And the account?
316-749-5707.
And is this a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
And may I have your mailing address, please?
It is 805 78th Street South, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206.
And is the residence address different from the mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has the address changed in the last year?
Yes.
May I have a good telephone number where we can contact you at?
205 541-6641.
Okay, and thank you for providing this information. One moment, please.
Okay.
So if necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits, you'll be asked to answer random generated questions. The first question asks, which of the following city has a current or former association to you? The options they provide us is Margaret, Hoover, Tuscaloosa, Anniston, or none of the above.
Margaret.
Okay. Question number two asks, which of the following address have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 8410 Emerald Lake Drive East, 623 County Road 570, 6 Beach Hills, 299 Fifth Avenue, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Question number three asks, which of the following team nickname is associated with the college you attended? The options they provide us is Tigers, Owls, Timberwolves, Crusaders, or none of the above?
Tigers.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notifications that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day that you were at work?
Friday.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently Are you currently registered for attending school or training program?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving work compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring call, or are you with a union?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite day when to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title, job description?
Superintendent.
And may I have the name of the company that you're working with?
I work for Alabama Cemetery Services.
And do you happen to have a good phone number to a supervisor, management, HR, the main office there?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. It's 205. 721-3513.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. And do you remember when you first started working with this, when you first started working with this company?
I would say June.
June of 2021. Yes, ma'am. And in what city did you perform your work in?
Bessemer, Alabama.
And did you receive, or are you expecting to be receiving any vacation pay, sick day pay, or holiday pay after your last day working with them?
No, ma'am.
And what is the reason why you're no longer working with this company?
They let everyone go.
Okay.
I guess you could say they just laid everybody off.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
And they have your 4-digit PIN number that you're able to use to track your claim and also file your weekly certification. Are you able to write down this PIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so that PIN number is going to be 2986.
2986. Okay.
Okay. So the following instructions
ma'am.
And telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed and it will be processed as soon as possible. However, you must start meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification by telephone or the internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. The questions that you'll be asked will underline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online or by telephone, Your first weekly certification will be this upcoming Sunday. You'll call in and answer those questions. And I have here the phone number and the website where you'll be able to log in and do so.
Okay. Is this the same one from, like, during the pandemic and stuff?
Yes, it will be the same one if you still have that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I have it.
Okay. And also with this unemployment claim that we just finished, it also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are to maintain an active career application all throughout your unemployment benefits. In addition, okay. You must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, to upload your online resume. Failure to do so may result in loss of benefit.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.